In today's lesson, we will go through the reminders, the halachic reminders that are relevant to this coming Shabbos, as well as Motzei Shabbos, which is Shabbos Slichas. So this coming Shabbos, which is Shabbos Mevorchim Tishrei, we are not accustomed to recite the customary blessing of Mevorchim HaChodesh on Shabbos before Musaf. The reason for this is mentioned in the Magen Avraham, chapter 4:17, is because the Pasuk in Tehillim states, "Bekesel yem chagenu," with regards to Rosh Hashanah. This means, "Bekesel," with concealment for the day of our holiday. Which means to say that the day of our holiday, Rosh Hashanah, is meant to be concealed. Meaning we don't publicize it. The reason for why the Pasuk says not to publicize it, explaining the Levush, is in order to confuse the Satan and prevent him from prosecuting against us on that day. So the Satan would not be aware what day is Rosh Hashanah. The Rebbe explains in Likutei Sichas, Chelek Chav Dalet, that this doesn't mean literally that if we don't proclaim the month, the Satan will not know when is Rosh Hashanah. But rather that, since he sees we are not fulfilling this mitzvah of Mevorach HaMachedesh, his prosecution will be weakened as he will feel that there's really no need to prosecute against the Jews not fulfilling the mitzvah. And that's how we come at advantages out of not saying Mevorach HaMachedesh. In Pnimis HaTorah, there's a famous Torah, the Baal Shem Tov Pinter and Ayin Yein, that says that in truth, the reason why we do not say the blessing of the month on this Shabbos is because on this Shabbos, it is Hashem himself who blesses this month with the blessing of Atin Atzav Mayim Kulchem. And it is with this blessing that we have the ability and power to bless all the other months for the rest of the year. Although we do not say this blessing, we do recite the entire book of Tehillim before Shachris, just like on any other Shabbos Mevorchim. We likewise do recite the saying of Avar Rachamin, which comes before Ashrei of Musaf, even though we normally omit it on a Shabbos Mevorchim. And the reason is because this Shabbos, since we don't verbally bless the month, it is not a time of joy, and therefore it is to be recited. So it's recorded in the Mati Ephraim, the Shari Ephraim, and in Teres Menachem, in Tav Shinun, and other Sichas of the Rebbe. And so is the Chabad custom, and we recite Avar Rachamin this Shabbos. We will now go through a short outline and checklist of Slichas, which will be begun starting this Matzei Shabbos. So the first night of Slichas, as we know, is Matzei Shabbos, as we discussed in yesterday's shir. The minhag is to begin Slichas immediately after midnight. So it was written in Sefer HaMinhagim, page 114, and it is as well the custom of majority of Ashkenazi Jewry as brought in Piskei Chubas. The Bris Moshe states that this is a very, very old custom from earlier generations, and this was practiced by Tzaddikim based on the Zohar. One of the reasons mentioned is because in the Slichas of Matzei Shabbos, we say the Matzei Menucha, the day after Shabbos, and it wouldn't be fit to say it if it was already Sunday. Other Sfarim bring down the Lechet HaYesher, which was a student of the Trumas Hadeshin, that the reason why we say it is in order to recite Slichas with joy and with happiness. It is also explained in Sfarim in length the greatness of the time of midnight and its importance. We likewise say Slichas while still wearing our Shabbos clothing, and this is once again also to emphasize the idea of that Slichas is supposed to be said in the beginning with a happy tune and a happy mode. To note, however, that the Rebbe Rashab would switch his Shabbos clothes for Slichas, as was always his custom to switch them immediately after Havdalah. It is customary to hold a Chassidic gathering on Matzei Shabbos in the hours prior to Slichas as a preparation for Slichas. In directives of the Rebbe, one is to learn Torah prior to saying Slichas. The Rebbe said that the content to be learned is matters which pertain to practical halacha, and this applies to each day of Slichas. Likewise, one should study a portion of the Maimer of the Chavaya Tzaka, which is printed in the beginning of Slichas, or as the Rebbe said, if you don't have time to learn the whole Maimer, at the very least, learn its beginning and its end. On the first night of Slichas, this is to be learned prior to midnight. One is Another directive of the Rebbe is to give tzedakah before Slichus, and on the first night of Slichus, since we don't give tzedakah at night, therefore one should wait to give the tzedakah until after Chatzais, until after midnight. Regarding standing during Slichus, so the widespread custom is to stand, as brought down in the Matei Chaim, the Kitter Shlo. And this especially applies when the Aron is open, and during the 13 attributes of mercy, the reciting of the Shamdu, as well as by Shema Kaleinu. Nevertheless, if it's difficult for one to stand, then he may remain seated, with exception to when the Yadim Midas HaRachamim are recited, in which he is to stand. The Chazan of Slichas always recites Slichas wearing a talis, and therefore, if he's reciting Slichas before the allowable time to say a brach over talis, as is the case on the first night, on Matzei Shabbos, therefore, he should borrow a talis from another person in order to avoid any shiloh of a blessing. It does not help in this regard to take the shul's talis. The shul's talis is considered as if it is acquired by each person in the congregation. Slichas must be recited slowly and with concentration, and as is brought down in Achrenim, it is better to recite a lesser amount of Slichas, but with proper concentration, than a larger amount without concentration. This especially applies to the 13 attributes of mercy, that they must be recited with concentration. While reciting 13 attributes of mercy, one is to bend his back slightly to arch it forwards. As well as discussed in previous shiurim, one may not recite the Yagim Midas HaRachamim if he's without a minyan, and our custom is not to recite it even in the tune of the Torah reading.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanOrucharav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanOrucharav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sepharim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.